The Matanuska hasn't moved since last Sunday, January 26, and it's not likely to get underway until February 7th. That's because serious mechanical problems forced the ferry to cancel the rest of its sailings in January. The Department of Transportation chartered a pair of boats for most of the passengers to finish their journey the next day, but 5 days later, there's still more than two dozen on board as the ship sits in Juneau's Auk Bay.
All the walk-ons split.
Rex Lauber has just come off the ship to talk to me. He's trying to finish his journey from Ketchikan to Palmer, where he lives. He's got a vehicle, so the chartered Allan Marine boats were no use to him. He's got nothing but time while the ferry is being repaired.
So they're feeding us. We have staterooms. The crew is going out of their way to make life as pleasant as they can. I got no problem with the crew.
He's less impressed with management for relying on a single ship to hold up the ferry system. Clark Posey is the ferry's bosun, standing watch at the top of the ramp. State officials wouldn't allow me to board the ship, but both these guys are happy to talk about the state of the ferry system.
If you only have one vessel running and something happens, there's no backup. We don't even have anything in reserves. Everything is down and out, shipyard or laid up permanently in Ward Cove. And so here we are waiting to fix the only boat that's doing the mainliner run.
The Matanuska's sister ship, Malaspina, is in cold layup. It's been stripped, meaning it's not likely to return to service in Alaska. Other ships are being overhauled. Except the Aurora, it's unclear what the state intends to do with that one. The Dunleavy administration released its $250,000 ferry study that concluded privatizing the system wouldn't be feasible. As for next steps, the governor is putting together a working group to advise him. Kodiak House Republican Louise Stutes and Sitka Senate Republican Bert Stedman will be part of that effort. Posey has been sailing with the Marine Highway for 15 years, and he has some suggestions. He says adding crew quarters to the fleet's two new ships would allow them to fill in times like these.
Honestly, I'm hoping that the two new Alaska-class ferries, the Hubbard and the Taslina, get set up to run as 24-hour boats. Right now, they're day boat only, and they're limited on what they can cover.
Lauber, the marooned ferry passenger, says he's disappointed that his state representatives in the MATSU recently voted against an extra $5 million in ferry funding.
Heads need to roll. And I was supporting the governor until this happened. And I think he lost my vote over this.
In the meantime, there is one other option for people in Lauber's position, a barge to Haines. But it'd take a vehicle 5 days to get there, and he'd have to fly. That option would be both slow and expensive, says the retired 71-year-old.
They want us to pay for the barge and the airfare. And, I got my meals, I got a warm bunk.
Until the ferry gets underway, he and about two dozen others are prisoners of the state's hospitality. Reporting in Auk Bay, I'm Jacob Resnick.